Joining us now to analyze today's headlines is Chenjerai Kumanyika. He is an assistant professor of communication studies at Clemson University. Hi, Chenjerai.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well. Thanks so much for joining us. Iraqi officials from the town of al-Baghdadi have reported that Islamic State militants have just burned 45 people to death. The deaths and the circumstances surrounding them have not yet been corroborated, but ISIS has targeted the western Iraqi town for months. Al-Baghdadi has officially fallen into ISIS hands as of now, making it, as per the BBC, quote, the first time in the last couple of months that the jihadist group has taken new ground. The town is only 5 miles from a military base where hundreds of U.S. troops are apparently training Iraq's armed forces. Meanwhile, here in the U.S., at a summit entitled Countering Violent Extremism, President Obama has attempted a balancing act between angering Muslim community groups and conservative war hawks. While groups like the Council on American Islamic Relations signed on to a letter expressing their concerns about further stigmatizing their community, others denounced what they say is Obama's subservience to political correctness. Chenjerai, why does the U.S. think that it can counter ISIS by holding a conference?
Well, I think that, you know, these questions about how this war on ISIS, or if there is a war on ISIS, how that's framed, are important because of ongoing Islamophobia. However, I think that what we're starting to see is that there's a real lack of an ISIS strategy. And if you look at comments even by somebody like Richard Engels, who just said you can't drone your way out of this, and when you see that ISIS is moving into all of these spaces where partially due to U.S. foreign policy, areas in the Middle East have been destabilized, we see that this is really an increasing problem. So I'm very worried.
The world's largest private employer, Walmart, has just dropped a bombshell saying it would raise the minimum salaries of 500,000 of its workers to $10 an hour. The surprising announcement made this morning details that salaries would be first raised to $9 an hour by April and then increased to $10 by next February. The news comes months after companies like The Gap and IKEA also announced voluntary pay raises, even as Republicans in Congress refused to budge on raising the federal minimum wage. Union-led groups like Our Walmart have been agitating and organizing workers in the company for several years, demanding, among other things, higher wages. Meanwhile, the Associated Press has just obtained a copy of a ruling in late January by the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, which ordered Walmart to find a, quote, just resolution to a complaint by a worker. Jacqueline Cote of Massachusetts says she was discriminated against because of her sexual orientation because Walmart repeatedly denied health benefits for her wife, who was struggling with cancer. Same-sex marriage is legal in Massachusetts. Well, Chenjerai, going to the issue of the wage increase by Walmart, do you see this directly as the result of activism by workers? And how important is this?
Absolutely. I think this is a really good development here. But we have to be careful to take the right lesson. You know, Walmart would like us to take from this the fact that they are on their corporate responsibility, that they're taking care of workers, and that we should no longer scrutinize them. What I think we should take is precisely the opposite lesson. It's only because of the activism over the past 2 years related to the minimum wage, related to workers' rights, that we see a company like Walmart feeling that pressure and making that change, which will in turn help the minimum wage battle throughout the United States. But of course, there's more work that has to be done with Walmart when it comes to issues of women, issues of discrimination, ideological issues. So this is the lesson is keep the pressure on.
And finally, two people have died after being exposed to a virulent strain of antibiotic-resistant bacteria at UCLA Medical Center. A total of 7 people are known to have been infected and possibly 175 others exposed to the bacterial strain known by its acronym CRE. Tom Frieden, the head of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, has used the phrase nightmare bacteria to describe CRE. Most of the infections from the superbug occur in hospitals and include symptoms of coughing and fever, as well as lung or bladder infections. UCLA Medical Center sent letters to all those patients that it worries might have become infected as a result of being examined by endoscopes, even though they say the equipment used was properly sterilized. The World Health Organization has cited the overuse of antibiotics in medical treatment, as well as in livestock farming, as a reason for why such superbugs are emerging. Chenjerai, does this issue point to yet another failure of our public healthcare system?
I think we should definitely focus on the public healthcare system. You know, there's a tendency when you have superbugs like this, and the media to want to focus and to panic about an outbreak. But ultimately, what protects us is public health regulations, practices. Our focus should be on what regulations and what standards can be improved. And ultimately, we should also be looking at this company who manufactures these endoscopes. I mean, they say these things were, you know, sterilized according to standard. Well, what are the standards? This is what's going to protect and save lives after we get this thing under control.
Right. And also the issue of antibiotic use in livestock is something that can be addressed by regulations. The FDA has already said that this is a problem. So we'll be continuing to follow the story. Chandrai, as always, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Chandrai Komanyika is an assistant professor of communication studies at Clemson University in South Carolina. This is Uprising. We're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we'll speak with Antonia Yuhas about a major explosion that happened at an oil refinery in Torrance yesterday. Stay tuned.